The following talk was given by Father John Harden's May 5th through 9th, 1999 Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life in Chicago.
Retreat is made in silence. And silence means not engaging in unnecessary conversation with other human beings. Again, a time of retreat is a time of prayer, but almost identify a retreat. As a time of concentrated prayer. Again, a retreat is the time of special petition. We are all in need. Every one of us is in deep, deep need. The secret is to identify what those needs are for me now in this period of my life, and then earnestly, not only now, but through the coming year, indeed, through the coming rest of our lives, to beg, plead for what we specifically need. What I'm doing, as you notice, is going through the Church's teaching on the purpose and meaning of prayer. It's found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I thought about this for weeks. What should I concentrate on in this retreat? The last retreat for most of us in this last year of the 20th century. Only God knows, only He knows what the 21st century will bring. All the evidence, however, indicates that God will bring heavy demands, shall I have heavy trials, shall I once more have heavy expectations. Over the years I've told people, ordinary Catholics will not survive, not with the dawn of the third millennium. The focus, therefore, of the Church in her masterful treatise on the Catechism of the Catholic Faith emphasizes prayer at great length. I would say never before as much or as deeply or as specifically as now. Let me ask once more, what is Our Lady's role in prayer? Our Lady, as we know, is both the Mother of God and the Mother of the new people of God. On the one hand, therefore, she is to be constantly invoked, pleaded with, as the one who is nearest to a divine Son. But secondly, as the Mother of Most High, she knows better than any other human being what we need. Mother's secret is for us to recognize what we need. done enough for Our Lady. All the saints know what we need. We are to know what we need. Let me be more specific. The more definite our prayer, the more directed our prayer is to what we, not someone else, we specifically need. Shall I ask? On different days, different times of the day, different events of our lives, different crises that arise, in our lives, the more clear we are in what we need, the more beneficial will be our prayer. This is a strange question. How does blessing, express the fundamental purpose of prayer? We use the word blessing in so many senses. As I said more than once, more than one retreat. Our English language is the most indecisive, the most scattered, the least clear of any language spoken by man. I know what I'm saying. What then does the word blessing mean in the church vocabulary? When we speak of prayer, there are two fundamental meanings to blessing, and the Catholic Church used that term. We hear it. We are to bless God. I'm afraid we Americans, Cows indeed, but Americans. Read our papers, our magazines, read what is advertised. A vocabulary becomes what a safe word. Confused. We are to bless God. This is good Catholic theology. Are we to bless God? We are to bless God in two fundamental ways. We are to bless God with our gratitude for His goodness to us. We are to bless God. What a strange expression, by begging Him for the graces that we need. Notice what I am doing. I'm resorting to the most important declaration on the spiritual life of the Catholic Church. Of the Catholic Church in all its centuries of existence, there has never been a more clear, a more specific, a more theological expression of our Catholic faith than what I've quoted before, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which I had the privilege of working on for 6 years. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is meant to be the most penetrating, the clearest, and the most exhaustive analysis of the Catholic faith, not only on its theoretical, but on its practical side, ever written by the Church. We are therefore to bless God for His goodness to us, which means by our gratitude. In God's name, cultivate the habit of thanking God every day and more than once a day what He has given you, which obviously we do not deserve. But we also bless God. Strange language. Language of the Church. We bless God both by our gratitude and by our begging Him for the graces we need. The two fundamental ways that we are to bless God. The two basic ways which we are to pray. We are to pray by thanking Him and by asking Him. Let's be clear. We, creatures and sinners, deserve nothing. Whatever we get from God is a sheer gift of His mercy. But as a sheer gift, we must pray. I trust all of you, from your youth, were trained to ask for what you need. We are to thank God for His goodness to us. We are to keep asking Him, asking Him. I don't say just once a day. I can say this many times a day. And the more needs God sends us, the more helpless we feel, the better. For then we are inclined to pray and ask God what we desperately need. Beg Him. Thank you for what He has given us. And keep begging Him for what we need. But then, the word bless has two different meanings. We bless God for His goodness to us, for our gratitude. And we bless God by thanking Him for giving us what we did not deserve. He, in turn, blesses us by giving us, hear it, what we ask for. One of the most important statements in any language is we do not always get what we need. What do we get from God? What we ask for, what we keep asking for, what we beg for, what we plead for. And the fact we don't always get what we ask for as soon as we beg for it is God's way of keeping us asking, pleading, begging. As I planned this retreat, I asked, O Lord, to make sure that I am clear on the subject of prayer. We get only what we ask for. And we may be in more desperate need than we realize. We keep asking and pleading and begging. Then, but notice only then, God gives us what we ask for. That is a very important statement. We do not, I repeat, we do not get from God everything we need. He knows we need it. Sure he does. So what? We are his creatures. As creatures, we are to keep begging, pleading, asking. Now we go on. What is the prayer of adoration? As often as we use the word to adore, the noun adoration, I'm afraid many of us have never stopped to really ask ourselves, what do we mean by adoration? In the church vocabulary, adoration is the acknowledgement of ourselves as creatures before God. Adoration is the recognition of who we are with respect to God. What is adoration? Therefore, that form of prayer, prayer of our spirit, for the King of Glory, and the respectful silence we owe to the ever greater God. What a strange statement. The prayer of adoration is the respectful silence we owe to the ever greater God. What are we saying? Much of our lives, shall I say, most of our lives, are to be spent in silence. What God does with us, what God does to us, is often, depending on how God treats us, maybe generally beyond our grasp. You never question God's dealings with you. You respect God's work in your soul with silence. Oh, how much I'm saying. God is God. And except for him, none of us would exist. Why did he make us? For reasons best known to himself. Why did he send us the trials that we receive? In the last analysis, only he knows. And this, in one declarative sentence, is the prayer of adoration. A silent bending of the human will before the will of God. And not further questioning, at least of all, never, never, never complaining to God for what he does to you, with you, or for you. Let me speak of the prayer of petition. In the New Testament, the prayer of petition is variously described as asking God what we need, as insistently calling upon God to help us. The New Testament speaks of the prayer of petition as beseeching God, pleading with God. I hope you've all sometimes experienced or will experience the desperate need of God. When no human being, including ourselves, can help us, to petition God means to invoke God. To petition God means to entreat God. I'm afraid not a few believing Christians, when they meet the verb to entreat God, think of some saint pleading with God. Let me tell you, in our lives, God will, depending on how high He wants to raise us, put conditions into our lives that are, and I mean this, humanly impossible. They're nothing less than crying out to God, help me, help me. Can be a satisfactory answer to the deep need we experience. And let me tell you, the more God is calling us to closer union with Him, the more He will put into our lives experiences which consist in nothing less than crying out to God. We know an increase of volume in our prayers does not mean anything before God, but it means everything to us. It shows how deep can be our need. Lord, what do I do now? Whom can I turn? Who can help me? And His answer is, no one, no one but I. This prayer petition means crying out to God. As you read the Gospels or read the Psalms, made so many prayers in the Scriptures, you wonder, what do the Scriptures mean when a person is pleading with God, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Depending on how high in His love God is calling us, He put conditions into our lives that require nothing less than a closed, locked room where we are alone with God. The top of our voice, we cry out, Lord, help me. And I'm not quoting from books. This petition means entreating. There is such a thing as even wrestling in prayer. Wrestling with ourselves, wrestling with the world in which we live. You know your world, I sure know mine. Be with God, Lord, help me to cope, to deal with, help me to survive. I seldom say this. I will not be a priest today, will not be a member of the Society of Jesus today. As I have pleaded with the Lord all the years, Lord, help me. Be a priest, a faithful priest today is humanly impossible. I mean every syllable of that sentence. Be a good Catholic today for you. I mean this is humanly impossible. You need help, constant help. From whom? From God. We are to wrestle, the language of Scripture, wrestle in prayer. Fighting, struggling with our lower passions, struggling with the temptations we never expected to experience. Believe me, the Catholics who survive into the 21st century are not ordinary Catholics. None of them. This is one modern pope after another keeps telling us. This is the most trying period of Christian history. I think I've said this before. There have never before been more Catholics who gave up their faith, gave up what they had believed, than the Catholics in the second half of the present century. The devil is, what shall we say, demonically successful nowadays. Misleading millions. I say this with deep conviction. In the United States today, be sure you find and follow faithful priests. Be sure you find and follow faithful teachers of the Catholic faith. You can no longer trust any imprimatur. In all our trust, should I say it, a bishop, we must know our faith and know it thoroughly, because we have experienced the struggle, the wrestling, the powers of evil that are so demonically successful in our day. Here's a strange question. He'll ask, are there any lamentations in the New Testament? What's a lamentation? A lamentation is a prayer of sorrow addressed to God over the terrible conditions in which a person is living.